The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mo Khan, Chief Executive Officer of Open Orphan, ORPH's ticker. Mo, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me on, Justin.
Yeah, and you've released your final results for the year ended 2021, and some impressive, you know, figures there operationally and financially. We'll talk about that in a bit. Before we do, as always, Mo, for people maybe not that familiar with Open Orphan, just give us a brief overview of what the company's about, please.
Yeah, so we are mainly a challenge study CRO, provide services for pharma and biotech customers to run their challenge trials in anti-infectious diseases or in respiratory services. We have two companies, hVIVO, which does the challenge trials. Then we also have Venn Life Sciences, who conduct early clinical development services.
Excellent stuff. Okay, so the financial results, 2021, you know, big year, transformational, and record year for the company. Tell us some more, give us some highlights of the financials, if you could, Mo.
Of course. So you're absolutely right. So transformational and a record year in a number of ways. So we recorded our highest revenue numbers since the company started. So £39 million, that's a year-on-year growth of over 76%, which is hugely positive. In respect to EBITDA, we have a £9 million turnaround. So compared to our £6.1 million last year, we generated a positive EBITDA this year of £2.9 million. So both with regards to revenue and EBITDA, we are performing well year on year. And we will continue to grow for this year as well. I'll come to that later on. The cash position remained strong at the end of last year with £15.7 million. In all, we've seen a huge growth in revenue, in EBITDA, and as well as the order book.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and to take us through you know, operations there, like I say, very, very busy year and some significant growth for the company. Take us through the operations if you could there, Mo.
Yeah, so we had a number of milestone awards. We served four of the top 10 big pharma customers on a repeat basis, which is great to see. And, you know, I can tell you now that even in 2022, we're continuing to work with these companies. We also expanded the group's offering, and we actually signed one of our largest respiratory challenge trial last year, which is ongoing right now. We also conducted the world's first COVID-19 challenge trial and also manufactured a COVID challenge agent on top of that. In addition, we've opened, increased our quarantine capacity in Whitechapel by adding a new 19 quarantine bedrooms. We expanded the database for FluCamp. As I'm sure you know, as well as most of the listeners, patient and volunteer recruitment is the single biggest challenge in providing clinical trial services, and our FluCamp brand and the electronic technology we use to recruit and monitor our healthy volunteers has proven to be successful again. And in June 2021, we also completed a distribution in specie to the company's shareholders through the demerger of the non-core assets into a Poolbeg Pharma. So all in all, as a busy year, as you say.
Yeah, and let's look forward a bit if we could now, because of course these results ended, you know, 2021. You know, you've seen facilities and services expanding, and you just mentioned there actually last week the largest contract ever signed by the company. So, how are things, you know, looking for 2022 and beyond, if possible?
Yeah, so looking better than ever, to be honest. So as you say, we did sign our largest contract last week, I think it was now. But not only was it the largest contract, but it was the first in the industry in the sense that it was full service. So we manufactured the challenge agent. We are running the characterization study and also the full challenge study. So that is great to see for us. And that's what we want to go forward with as well, in providing similar full service to our customers. Our pipeline is doing really well, greatest it's ever been. And our signed backlog is worth over £64 million right now. So that revenue will be recognized for the rest of this year and 23 as well as 24. Mm. We also moved into new facilities. We've doubled the capacity for our screening. So we can actually now screen up to 1,000 healthy volunteers a week. And this is in addition to expanding our laboratory services and the laboratory capacity that we have. So all in all, you know, 22 will be even better year than 21. We expect to hit revenue of around 50 million by the end of this year. And I think I mentioned before, the 21 has been a very good year for the company in the fact that it's been the first EBITDA positive year. But I feel that 2022 will be a great year for the company. We expect to increase in the revenue projections from last year and also give a more positive EBITDA this year too. So I expect great things from the team. And to be honest, I do want to finish this up by congratulating and thanking our team here, because under very difficult conditions throughout the pandemic, they've done a really good job in making sure that we recognize this record revenue for last year and generate a positive EBITDA. So thank you to them all.
Excellent stuff. And if you could, as always, Mo, then if someone's listening and reading your results and liking what they're reading, give them the three quick reasons, if they're not already following the story, why they should hit that follow button and add Open Orphan to their watch list, please.
Yeah, I think the numbers speak for themselves. I think that should be the key reasons why people should follow us. You know, our revenue, our EBITDA are in a very strong trend, I think. We are the single largest challenge study provider. We have the greatest number of challenge agents, the greatest number of healthy volunteers, and the most studies under our belt, I think over 60 to date. So I think if you believe that infectious disease research is on the up, then we are the best place CRO provider for the industry.
Excellent stuff. Mo, good to chat to you, catch up with you, and hopefully we do the same in a few weeks' time or a few days' time or whenever you release news, because I know you're busy, and no doubt we'll chat again very soon. Thanks very much.
I'm sure we will very soon. Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.